Well, there we go. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat. It's New Year's Eve morning. Is that a thing? It is now. I just made it. Hope everyone's well. Hope you're all enjoying the holidays wherever you might be in the world. That's what we do here. We talk to people worldwide who are Packers fans at Cheesehead TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, even that cesspool of Twitter. We like to hang out, talk Packers each and every Monday through Friday right here on Cheesehead TV at 10 a.m. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Good morning. The Packers back on the practice field later this afternoon. We'll hear from Coach, heard from Aaron Rodgers and Devontae yesterday. And speaking of Devontae, congratulations to Devontae joining the 99 club for Madden. About time that kid got a 99. Come on. He's been smoking guys off the line for years. Good morning, New York Cheesehead. How are you? What's up, everybody? What's up, Josh? Brandy, good morning. Always good to see you. Going to be fun to see Jair lock down the Bears wide receiver one. I mean, Jair versus Allen Robinson is going to be a top-notch matchup. No doubt about it. That's worth the price of admission right there, if you could get in. I was watching Extra Cheese for about 5 minutes thinking, wow, Nags, he started drinking early. It took me a while to realize I'd clicked on the wrong video. Yes, Andy, that was from last night. Go Pack Go from Illinois. What's up? Ken, good morning. How are you? Finally, he should have had it 3 weeks ago. Tommy, Madden's always slow. I remember getting into it with one of the ratings dudes about Zadarius last year. Coming into this season and how he hadn't gotten a significant bump. And they were like, well, he's got to do it for more than 1 year. What? Why don't you just reflect what's being shown on the field, which is him kicking ass, which is what Devontae's been doing. Frustrating. Preston, thanks for the super chat. What should we expect to see from Snacks on Sunday? I'm not entirely convinced he'll be up on Sunday. I would suspect he probably will be. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I do think once they get him on the field, he will obviously be playing on early downs, most likely first and second down. Normal down and distance. He will probably be matched up with Kenny Clark at times, maybe giving Kenny Clark a breather. But we'll see. I'm going to absolutely, of course, ask Coach about that later today. Good morning from California. You're up early. Carson, making money. Making money. You making money. You got money in the bank. I don't see the problem. Kevin Clark, am I right? Hey, we all slip up every once in a while. Donnie, how are you, buddy? The Snacks report, he's indicated he's coming. So, yeah, sounds like it. Also, I know Matt Schneidman had a report, says he will definitely report. What's up, bud? Happy New Year. What's up, Rounder78? How you doing? Snacks can't play this weekend due to COVID protocols. It's possible. We'll see. Depends on when he got in the building. My name is Paul. This is between y'all. But it's a possibility he could get through if he was, say, knew he was going to get released and flew up to Green Bay from New Orleans, which is where his home is, early. We'll find out. Nags, you are a calming force? Question mark? Calming force of what? What am I calming? I don't know. Now I'm worried. No one should use me as their calming force. How did the main three linebackers look last week against Tennessee? I thought they looked pretty good. I thought Chris Barnes had a better game than he's had in a while. Kirksey, a bit all over the map. But I like how they're trying to divvy up those snaps now. As for Martin, I don't think I really noted Martin much. But with Kirksey, I think he still has value. All players have value, as you guys know I always say. I do think he needs to be used situationally, and I think that's where they're headed, and I like it. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. I'm not afraid of the Bears or that fluke win streak. Go Pack Go. I feel you, man. I mean, hey, you can. I always say it when people are talking about the Packers beating up on bad teams. You cannot pick your opponents. You can only play the games on the schedule. The Bears have done a nice job of dispatching several teams in a row, including one that beat the Packers last time they faced them in the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know, does it mean much? Not really. but they are playing better. They're playing a lot better than the last time these two teams faced off. So, you know, scared of the Bears? No, but, you know, definitely respect what they've done, and you got to get ready for a knockdown, dragout NFC North fight on Sunday afternoon. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I've been uploading YouTube videos for like 24 hours, and it kills my Wi-Fi, so I just got Snacks News. Can't wait. You can see some. That's a journey right there, Nathan. Well, welcome. Yeah, they got snacks. All right, I had a dream of Dylan lead blocking for Jones for a TD last night. It was a good dream. That sounds great. I don't know if they'd use Dylan in that capacity, but hey, you never know. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Happy New Year's, Nags. Have a $200 bet with the UPS driver on the game Sunday. Go Pack Go, and as always, Bears still suck. Josh, that's a hefty chunk of change with the UPS driver. Hope your packages don't get all messed up. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Snacks wanted to play in Seattle, but they let him go. Why should Green Bay be any different? Gives me Martellus Bennett-type vibes. People got to be negative. Justin, he wanted to play in Seattle, and he thought he was going to get more playing time than he did. Seattle really likes their young guys up front. He was not playing as much as he had hoped. He requested his release so he could go someplace and play more. And undoubtedly, Green Bay will find a spot for him in their rotation ahead of the Tyler Lancasters of the world. That's the difference. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Perspective from Chicago. Half of them want to lose this game because they want the evidence to take out Pace and Trubisky. We often forget what stable of front office and QB play means in Green Bay. Very much so. It's funny hearing people in Chicago. I talked to Caitlin Sharkey for Nagler's Never Right. If you're a Patreon member, you can check that out on the Patreon page. She was talking about how, you know, she clearly hears from Bears fans all the time covering the team, and a vast majority of them, I'm not going to say want to lose this game, but definitely want Trubisky and Pace out, which probably, you know, leans into, okay, I'm not going to be broken up if they lose this game to the Packers. So I think Bears fans are a bit divided this weekend. Morrow, thanks for the super chat. What Tay must accomplish to get the golden jacket? Keep doing what he's doing. You heard Aaron Rodgers talk about how he's probably on his way to getting that golden jacket in the Madden 99 video that the Packers posted. I mean, he doesn't have to do this every year, but he has to keep putting up this kind of production probably for another 3 or 4 years. And then he's got a really good shot. Wide receiver's tricky, man. There was a logjam for a long time of a lot of deserving wide receivers that weren't in. That has started to break somewhat, but yeah, I don't know if he's a shoe-in for, you know, first ballot or whatever, but I do think he's on a trajectory. If he keeps this up, this type of production, yeah, I think he's on his way. Who do you rotate the running backs? I think that's Ben Sermon's job. Quentin, thanks for the super chat. Favorite football moment of 2020? Woo! Wow. That's a big one. I tell you what, my favorite football game, Packers or otherwise, is still that Ravens-Browns game. That was amazing. That game was incredible. Moment? Singular moment? Man, I don't know. Let me think on it. It's a really big one. Nothing jumps to mind. Anthony, thanks for the super chat. Nags, are you worried about... Sarcasm. Thanks for doing this, Green Bay. Go Pack Go, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for doing this. I was just wondering.
Who am I? Craig, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I quit my job today and start a new one on Monday. Thank you for all the great content. You were the bright spot when my old job really got to me. Thank you, Craig. I'm glad to hear you got a new job lined up. I'm glad you were able to walk out of that old job that pissed you off. And Happy New Year. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your mentals. Josh, thanks for the super chat. How do contracts/exclusive rights work to opt-out players like Funchess? There are a couple different levels of the opt-out. I can't remember which one he is. There were two separate levels. Essentially, though, your contract basically goes on hold for the duration of the calendar, the football calendar year, and kicks back in, so to speak, right when uh, the the NFL's new year begins whenever it is in the spring, March, April, somewhere around there. Now, the problem is monetarily, the Packers are on the hook for a certain amount, but then if he's one level, he has to give it back. If he's another level, he doesn't. I can't remember which one he's in. But essentially, if he could come back, and yes, he is guaranteed a roster spot, but there's nothing stopping the Packers from cutting him if they want, which, you know, kind of sucks, but there it is. Bears have put up numbers against bad defenses, Dan. They have indeed. Patrick, thoughts? Go back, go. The thing about bad defenses, though, it's like, I know we're probably still several Packers fans who think the Packers have a bad defense. I don't. I think they have a somewhat inconsistent, sometimes frustrating defense, but not a bad defense. Andrew, good morning. How are you? Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for being a Patreon. Oh, boy. Luke. Nags, I'm drunk and Uber Eats canceled on me, but you live when Australia's available. Have a good time tonight, man, because LiveX is going to be crazy. It is going to be crazy. It's always a good time in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Although I think this year, I know I'm going to be in the studio and not in the truck. So happy New Year's, folks. What's up? Bruckmeyer, how are you? Bruckmeyer. Okay, I thought it was going to be Bruckmeyer. Or is it Bruckmeyer? It is Bruckmeyer. Is that like from Aliens? Hey, Aaron, I'm so excited about this team. We have the offense of 11 and a defense that at times reminds me of 10. I think it's a special season. Chad, I agree. It's all coming together at the right time. Zach, thanks for the super chat. Butler to the Hall, same year the Packers win the Lombardi would be sweet. Oh, man, speak it into existence. Sam, thanks for the super chat. Does Devontae get the elusive third contract in Green Bay? Keeps playing like this, he does. You know, the Packers like to keep good players, and he certainly qualifies. We'll find out, though. Brandy, Mike Pettine has a choice. He got out of the doghouse last week. He could get back this week. I have zero doubt when he meets with Matt LaFleur. One of the first items on his agenda is, okay, Brandy put me out of the doghouse after Sunday night's game. So how can I stay out of Brandy's doghouse? That is like, they've got that on the whiteboard. They circle it. Stay out of Brandy's doghouse. Good morning, Nag. Sorry I'm late. Axel, don't let it happen again. Starting to come together, Pepper. Starting to come together. Nice, Jonathan. Is this team better than the 2014 team? Whew. Similar on defense. I would say, yeah, probably. Probably better on offense. Plus, you know, down the stretch there, Rodgers hurt his calf, and that really kind of changed the dynamics of things. But, yeah, I'd probably say, yeah. Do I have a Pulisic jersey? I do not. Your favorite all-time Packers tight end? Kaufman, Bubba Franks, Ed, Go West, young man, or who? Growing up, it was Kaufman, no doubt about it. I don't know. I got a soft spot for Bubba, but it's probably Keith Jackson. If for no other reason. No other reason than that Favre clip from NFL Films. Keith Jackson. Just the other day, my mama came in and she said, give me 15 of those flapjacks. I said, hold on to 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide. That shit is so good. Mm-hmm. Any chance Matt LaFleur wins Coach of the Year? I doubt it. I very, very much doubt it, which is, you know, not surprising considering he has Aaron Rodgers playing at an MVP level, but there's a reason he's playing at an MVP level. It's because of the coaching. So whatever. But yeah, no, it's almost always like whichever coach takes a team with a terrible record and turns them around almost always wins this award. So I'd be surprised. Rush was out last week with an illness. Would Snacks be active before him? John, I would think so, provided that they're able to get him through all the protocols and not just COVID, but just getting him in and having a physical and what have you. There's a chance, but as I said earlier in the chat, I also think there's a decent chance he doesn't play. He just won't be ready. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon backfield is explosive. You got that right. And hey, Jamal Williams was back at practice yesterday. Three-headed monster. That's a lot to deal with for a defense. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Snacks is a player Jurkovic would be proud of. Man, there's a name, Yurko. My in- endearing, my enduring image of Yurkovic back in that those runs prior to the Super Bowl in the 90s was it was a playoff game in Dallas. I can't remember which round it was in. I think it was a divisional round, but he got hurt on what was a pretty borderline cheap play by Dallas. What a shock, I know. And as he's coming off the field, he's like yelling at the Dallas sideline. I mean, he was so mad and he was so upset. And I remember being like just pissed, like so filled with rage. And when Yurkovic hit free agency, he had a more lucrative offer on the table from Jacksonville, but decided to stay in Green Bay. And, you know, that's a rare thing. And I always loved him as a player. I mean, he wasn't a great player, but he was our, you know, he was a Packer. I loved him. Yurkovic was the man. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. We have been so worried about us stopping the run that no one talks about how well we're running the ball as of late. So hyped for this playoff push. Arthur, they have, especially the last 2 weeks, they have run the ball extremely well. Obviously, things kind of fell apart in the second half against the Panthers. But yeah, no, overall, they have been running the football very well. And I think especially last week with the return of Corey Linsley, that only continued to improve. Now, heading into Sunday's game, I think things are going to be very different. With Akeem Hicks there in the middle, a lot of what they did against Chicago the first time around was between the tackles. I mean, that's going to be shut down pretty damn well, I would think, by the Bears this time around. They're going to have to try to get on the edge, although that is really tough with those linebackers that they have. They have a lot of sideline to sideline speed. My hunch is that they're going to, this is going to be a, you know, provided it's not insanely windy, which is not supposed to be, but this is going to be a pass to set up the run type game. The Bears are really banged up in the secondary. And, you know, there's some questions about who's going to be up or down. But, you know, regardless, that is going to be where the Packers can attack. I think, you know, I don't know if it's as simple as they're just going to go to the short passing game to try and soften things up and then use, like, draws and delays in, to try and get the ball going on the ground. But I do think it's going to be tough sledding. It's going to be real tough sledding against the Bears on the ground on Sunday afternoon. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Remember in April when you said Dylan would truck defenses in December? Remember that? That was awesome. You know, I was just that tweet from it's still kind of, I'm still getting notifications about it from Sunday night, but you know, people were so upset. I think it was kind of the 1-2 punch of like, they took a quarterback and then everyone was so hyped for a wide receiver, and then they took a running back, and fans just lost their minds. So that's why I tweeted it. It's like, everyone's so upset right now, but like in December, when he's like plowing through defenses, you're going to love it. And oh, hey, look, I was right. It was bad for the brand. I'm sorry. I won't happen again. Uncultured Barbarian, thank you for the super chat. I remember that cheap shot play against Yurkovic by Dallas. The Cowboys player blamed it on Yurko taking the play off. 90s Cowboys were infuriating. I've never hated, the only team slash player I've hated more was Warren Sapp, especially after the Chad Clifton hit. But yeah, the 90s Cowboys were trash, man. I hated them so much. Hicks on the injury report with illness. I'm assuming he'll still play. That's all the word from Chicago is that, you know, yes, he's dealing with something, but he's supposed to be good to go for Sunday. Unculture, thanks for the super chat. This and the last one are Pappy's tips. Happy New Year's, Nags and Cheesehead TV Nation. Thank you, Uncultured. Very, very, very kind of you. Nags, New Year thoughts? Well, my New Year thoughts is I got to get going because I got to get ready to head into the city. But I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Really appreciate it. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I hope you all have a great New Year's Eve. Stay safe. And I will be back at some point tomorrow. Probably won't be 10 a.m., but at some point tomorrow, I'll be kicking it here on Cheesehead TV. Hope to see you then. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.